Mental Health's office manager, Becky Turlin, says the nonprofit initially started this year with a distribution to 12 community members who received flowers and gift bags during the pandemic.
Our people that are making some of the big decisions and doing a lot of our community work, you know, a lot of stress is going in and witnessing and seeing it and feeling it firsthand for ourselves going through it. So we kind of wanted just to show our appreciation to these people. And from there, you know, there was a key people that we started with. And from there, we thought it would be kind of a fun idea or project to show it to our community and to show that we're all tied together. And there is a lot to be grateful for, even during the pandemic that we're in.
Those initial 12 recipients were asked to name two others in the community to also receive flowers, and the program grew as each recipient named others. Turlin says so far 146 people have been surprised with flowers, and there are still about 55 to 60 people on the list. Rehab associate Alex Helms says she and Turlin also got their children involved.
The isolation for a lot of people has been really hard. It's been fun to gift people something that wasn't expected and spreading some joy. The children participated. It was really neat for them also to be able to give and not expect anything back, but also telling them how much the community does for us. So each of these people that we were gifting to had a story to share. And it was really fun.
The project captured photos of recipients in an online slideshow, and a local artist is expected to portray the community connections from the project. But it's not the only giving that the nonprofit has focused on this year. Kids and adults throughout the community have received yellow bags with gifts from local businesses, treats, and instructions for staying healthy and reducing stress. Turlin and Helms have put together hundreds of these mental health first aid kits. Again, here's Turlin.
So it was kind of a pulling of a bunch of different ideas and thoughts of needing to bring awareness of our mental health, showing that we are grateful for a multiple array of people in the services they're providing. And also with children, letting them know that there are things that we can do currently that can help. So even if a quarter of the people look through that paperwork, I think our mission was accomplished.
She estimates they've given out about 1,300 gift bags. Helms explains that the bags are different depending on where they're distributed.
So the elementary kids would had some extra in there about designing your own mask and how to properly wear your mask and how to wash your hands properly. And then when we hand it out to the hospital, there is some information on there on compassion fatigue and grounding and meditation and things that we can do to kind of stay centered right now.
Mental Health has used 6 different funding sources for its giving programs, including coronavirus emergency grant money for local nonprofits from the borough government. They've also taken on the application process for the borough's child care assistance grants. The program makes monthly payments of as much as $600 to $700 a month through the end of the year for both preschool and daycare. Turlin says local families have used that support.
So for October, we were able to cover, you know, majority of the need. What came in as the need, we rounded it down to the nearest 100, and we were able to cover most of that. However, the need that was in September was higher than what we could do. So we did a formula, and we basically paid about 90% of the ask, or, you know, of the need. So it was a huge help in with our economy. And I could say that was one of the best decisions our borough has, our assembly has passed for our community right now as a whole, I think.
Petersburg Mental Health has also handed out about 60 hygiene kits in the community and has been making food pantry items available for outside pickup. They're also planning other programs like a family dinner and activity project to help families stay connected and a winter sock drive. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.